This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So there's been quite a bit of talk about the election result as a surprise. Nobody was predicting a coalition win at this federal election. However, the latest update from the ABC's election analyst Anthony Green is that the coalition will win 77 seats before the close of counting today, with the Labor Party looking at winning 68 seats. Stephen O'Doherty is with us to discuss today's election result. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Katrina.
How did Scott Morrison snatch victory from the jaws of defeat? Why was this such a big surprise?
Well, look, he did it by being himself. Do you remember when he became the leader and you and I were chatting on air about it? Yeah. And I said, people need to get to know a different side of Scott Morrison than the one they've seen in the past. He was the, you know, hard-nosed treasurer. He was a fairly hard-nosed immigration minister. And yet what we saw on the election trail was the real Scott. He was, and he is the real deal. He's the family man. He's the person who has a passionate faith, Christian faith, which leads him to a life of service, and he genuinely loves his country. The more they saw of Scott Morrison, the more they liked him. And they contrasted that with a Labor leader who was basically running a very divisive campaign. His key messages were around, we need to take money away from some people and give it to some other people. And people didn't like that message. They didn't like the anti-aspirational aspects of the franking credits or the negative gearing. And they certainly didn't like big tax, big spend.
Okay, so where do you think that Labor went wrong? Just too many complicated ideas, or?
It would be difficult to tell the story without saying people didn't warm to Bill Shorten.
Okay.
The complicated ideas, the policies, absolutely right. The policy settings were just wrong for the times, and he just picked it wrong. Labor went old Labor, and that's a phrase that kind of means, you know, strongly unionised view about how workplaces should operate, about redistributing wealth. He criticised people who wanted to invest in property. He criticised people who were investing in shares as their retirement strategy. And I just don't think Australians live there. If they ever lived there, which maybe they did at one time, they don't live in that place now. And in particular, he had a mixed message on climate change. So for southern Australia, he was saying we need to do something about climate change. We can come back to that issue, Katrina. In northern Australia, he was saying, yeah, we're kind of going to support the Adani mine because it's about jobs. And when Bob Brown took his caravan of environmentalists through the north of Queensland, people started to, they were genuinely worried about their jobs. I was in Queensland last week. People are worried about their jobs and their economy. Mm-hmm. And that's why Queensland rejected Labor, you know, across the board.
Did the religious freedom issue play into this, do you think?
You know, it was something funny happened in the last week, didn't it? Scott was asked about his views on religious freedom. He was actually asked about the Israel Folau thing. He was asked whether that was his own view. He gave a slightly equivocal response. Bill Shorten leapt on it. And again, he was very, very, I think, nasty and judgmental in his comments. A lot of Christians would have responded very badly to what Bill Shorten said about the right to hold a religious faith and the right to express that faith. Scott doubled down and came back, clarified his comments, and it turned into a positive for him about 2 days out from the election.
What do you think will be Scott Morrison's biggest challenges now in this new term?
Katrina, I really do. He's got a thumping great mandate, and he'll now go down in history as a coalition hero, a Liberal Party hero. And he's got a tremendous amount of goodwill right now. I would want him to see him turn around and take seriously, though, some issues that have been, you know, niggling away that have to be addressed. Climate change has to be addressed. Energy policy has to be addressed. He's got the opportunity to do it now in a careful way. Some people are saying bring back the NEG, the previous scheme that the government had that was going to start to, you know, redress some of the issues in the energy industry about using renewables and so on. He has to do something about the welfare system, New Start. You know, almost everyone agrees now, from industry bodies right through to welfare bodies, but the New Start allowance needs to be lifted, and I would really love to see him doing something about that. And I'd love to see them taking a more compassionate view towards foreign aid, and those, you know, just not be divisive around the immigration question. Yeah, we get the secure borders, but the fact that he got the children out of detention was a necessary precondition to him winning. And I hope he takes a lesson from that. He's certainly capable of it. We've seen that. These are the issues, amongst others, that I really want to see him address. And one last one, Katrina, close to your heart and mine. He needs to find conciliation with First Nations people.
Mm.
We have to really listen carefully.
It's got to start with listening.
What Aboriginal elders are telling us.
Yeah, it's got to start with listening. Yeah.
Hmm.
All right, well, thank you.
He's capable of it, you know. That's the Scott we saw. Let's see more of that Scott now in his now that he's had his thumping victory.
All right. Thank you, Stephen O'Doherty. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Katrina.
That is Stephen O'Doherty discussing the weekend's election result.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.